Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph by the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. So in all the Oris, Achron made from the Dorim, Shiniro the Oris Rishon. So the Neder was made, she was married. The first Oris heard about it. See, he has a power of a Haforah together with the father. Now he died, and this later Oris to take over that power. So how do we know that? Amr Shmuel, Amr Krah, Bim Hayoyos Yel Ish, Undereha Aleha. So the pasuk talks about a case about she's getting married. She has a netter on her, which means that the netter was there from beforehand. Okay. I understand that, but my question is, that much is true. It's clear in the pasuk that even though the netter was there from before the marriage, that the oris, when she gets married in conjunction with the father, the oris gets the power to be made for the netter, which was there from beforehand. So an oris, in the case of a nara, when she's a nara, and the father still has the power of a fora, the oris gets the power to be made for a netter, which is there from beforehand. I give you that. That's clear in the pasuk. But our question is, maybe that's only in a case where no Oris has heard it yet. But a case where an Oris has already heard it, that he became the one who was designated to address it. And that Oris dies, and a new Oris comes to take over, or that Oris gets divorced, and a new Oris comes to take over. How do I know that in that situation we can transfer the power which was by the first Oris to the next one? So my answer is Aleha Kro Yaserahu. The word it says Bimhoyosalish undereha Aleha. The word Aleha is extra. That any netter which is on her, even a netter which had been already been presented to a earlier Oris, also transfers to the latter Oris. Okay. So why is the word Aleha extra? Because the lashon of the pasuk says, "If he yosei the ish and the aleha, kol asher asra nafsha." So already the lashon asher asra, which she had made asra on herself, it's also a language which is in the past tense. So we understand that it's talking about the dorm which are on her already. So when it says aleha, it's coming to mar, but even. That's one way to understand. Or the pasuk says it says aleha twice. So we have the extra aleha to tell you even a netter which had been presented to an earlier oris also transfers to the latter oris. Satran, right beginning of the Gemara. Manahani Mili, the Oris Akron, made from the Dorm Shanir of the Oris Rishon, near the Rishon. The Mikatani Nisgarsha Babayan, Nisarsa Babayan. Akarra Bashama Askinan. Why do we need Babayan that day? What is that day relevant? The only way, the reason why that day is relevant is because the netter already had been heard. Dilo, because if the netter had not been heard, so what is Baba Yom normally? Why do we have to be that the first Oris divorced her, the second Oris married her the same day? Why is that relevant? The only case that's relevant is if the netter had been heard. Now, Menihi Dikla Tuye Dilma Masisin Bishoma Av. Maybe the case of the Mishnah wasn't that the Oris had heard about it, but that the father had heard about it. So we need, before the end of this day, that the father is joined by the Oris. Well, the first Oris died, and then the next, and then she got married. So I need that she got married because the Shmias Av requires that the Oris should join him. It's a possibility. Shemachi Tani Babayan. But then, if that's how we learn, I can then argue the next step. Once the first Oris had heard about it and was not Mefer, even though he died before the day ended, and therefore it's not a Hakama, because he never was making it, he was Shosak. And a Shtika, to the end of the day, it's equivalent of a Hakama, but he died before the end of the day. So there's no Hakama on the first Oris's part. Even so, the second Oris can't take over the power of Hafor, because it was heard by the first Oris. That's what I could argue. Oris Achron Loi Matzi Mefer. So that's how I could learn. Shmuel Kilomira by the Chitani, but by Yom Mishum Shmias Oris Tani Le. But that's Shmuel's Masar, whether that it's not going on the Shmia of the father, it's going on the Shmia of the Oris, and even so, the second Oris can take over. So then he says, okay, so where does this come from?
So you have to
talk to the Oris. You know, the high love Hashas Ka Shmuel. Okay, so what the Ran is now going to say, so it comes like this. If you learn the Mishnah, that the Shmi over here is because of the father, so we have no question. So the reason why we're asking the question of Manolan is because we're learning the Mishnah not like that. So who learned not like that? Shmuel did. So really, the words Manolan, the Oris, Acher, Mefer, Nedorim, Shinir, Oris, Rishon, Omer, Shmuel, is not really the right order. Shmuel said, the Mishnah means this din. How do we know that this is the din? So this is really a Shmuel talking the whole time. Even though the Mishnah only introduces Shmuel in the answer, really Shmuel was the one who asked the question. So when the Mishnah says Menorah Mili, the high Menorah Mili Lava Shas Kamer Law, it's not the Stam Gemara saying the Mishnah Shmer. Oh, Shmuel answers. No, it's not the Gemara asking. Elakula, the whole is Medivrei Shmuel. The whole thing is Shmuel talking. Makilu Omar, it's as if the Gemara said Hachi Omar Shmuel. Menorah Mili the Oris Acher Mefer the Dorm Shnei Loris Rishon, and so that's where really Omar Shmuel. We're having the phraseology of the Gemara as if Shmuel was already there in the beginning. So we have places in Shas where the Gemara asks a question which seems to be just a standard question, and really the question is only based on the one who's answering's understanding. Making sense?
Yeah.
Where do you see such a thing? So we'll say Bereish Perak Elam Metzius. So the beginning of the second parak of Metziah and Eilu Metziah, so the Mishnah says that these are Eilu Metziah Shalom. These are the Metziahs that a person finds them, he's allowed to keep them. So the Mishnah said, one of them is Paris with Fuzorin.
Doesn't the Bible really make it sound like
they're meant
to do it
again? A fruit which is scattered, so it looks like it's an Aveda and allowed to keep it. And the Mishnah says, Bekama, how much? Let's give a definition to Mefuzorim. Amar Yitzchok Kabar Ba'amis. So the Gemara asked, Stam Gemara asked Bekama, and Rav Yitzchok answered. Now the problem is, what happens in the next line over there, where it says, well, he gives an answer. The definition of Mefuzorim is going to require two things. It's going to require the amount and the area. So he says, a kav in our Bahamas, in a square of 4x4. Where it says, I don't get it. It should be much more dependent upon how it looks. If they look orderly, even a different number it would be possible. If they look like they're just haphazard, again, a different number should be possible. So that's the Morris question. So Morris says, you're right. Rabbi Yisrael Tumah, a totally different din. In a case where a person comes to the threshing place and there's a certain amount left over, at what point can you assume that the owner just abandoned it? Great. So it comes out when the mission says, "Elam Tzir Shalom." We're allowed to use our own judgment to figure it out. In a specific scenario, there's a number. So the question of a comma is irrelevant. It's only the answer to a specific case, which Rabbi Yitzchak learned the mission like that. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we have this question of a comma. But the Stam Gemara doesn't have a question. The answer is, look at what does it look like? So the amount is irrelevant. So what's the worst question of a comma? So it must be that Rabbi Yitzchak asked the question. So we have a comma. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak gives a teretz. So what do you mean? We see the Gemara, even though introduced Rabbi Yitzchak in the answer, it was really Rabbi Yitzchak talking the whole time. So we see we find such a Gemara. Really, it was Rabbi Yitzchak's question, even though we only introduced Rabbi Yitzchak in the answer. Therefore, the Ran says similarly over here. As the Mur goes further, we'll see. This din is not clear in the Mishnah. It's Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah. And the Shmuel is the one who said it. And then, therefore, the question, how do we know that it's true, has to be Shmuel asking. It's not the Mishnah.
He doesn't do anything at the time. It's a loaded gun, it's waiting.
It's not automatically clear based on the pasuk. Why? Is it around the Isa the din of the Mesnisin who the Shmuel loy Amr Midi al the Mechiach lo Mikra. So, if the pshat is not like I'm saying, that the pshat the Mishnah is pshat the Mishnah, and Shmuel's purpose over here is just to say, how do we know it from the pasuk? But the din is the Mishnah's din. So, Hechi Ma'isi Tanya Kavasa the Shmuel. The Mora says, in the next step of the Mora, we have a bright selection wall. Shmuel's purpose was just to give me the source of the Mishnah. Shmuel's purpose was to give me the source of the Pasuk. But the din is the Mishnah. And I have a Raisa which proves that Shmuel is right. The Raisa proves the din is right. We knew the din from the Mishnah. If Shmuel is the one who's being the Chadash, the Halacha, I have a Raisa to support Shmuel's Halachic opinion. If the halacha is the Mishnah, says, you know what? Not only is the Mishnah right, I have a bright that the Mishnah is right. There's no such thing as bring a bright that the Mishnah is right. That's ridiculous. The bright is always a spin off of the Mishnah. So, what does it mean in the verse? The next step of the verse is Tanya Kavasa to Shmuel. So, if Shmuel, again, the Mishnah is saying the din, and Shmuel's job is just to find where it says on the Pasuk, the bright doesn't prove the Pasuk. The bright just proves the din. The din wasn't Shmuel's. But the way we're saying, that Shmuel was the one who's saying, listen, the Mishnah can be learned two ways, A or B. I'm telling you the Mishnah is learned B, and this is the source of the Pasuk. Great, I have a Braisa to prove that Shmuel's Pshat and the Mishnah is right. I understand the Gemara.
So why are we, when we're talking about a Mishnah and it's ridiculous that a Braisa should be brought to prove a Mishnah, that's only on a Stam Mishnah? Not a mission according to a particular Tana?
Even a mission according to a particular Tana, unless the Bryce doesn't prove anything more than the Mishnah.
So, the whole Mishnah is Shmuel.
No, the Shmuel's on a Mara. There's two ways to learn the Mishnah. We're saying Shmuel learns the Mishnah as A versus B. Now you learn the Mishnah, it's saying A versus B. So I need to understand, is that true that Shmuel's Pshat in the Mishnah is right? Or maybe Shmuel's Pshat in the Mishnah is wrong? I have a Braisa that says Shmuel's din. That's probably Pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah. So Hechimai Shetanya Kavosha the Shmuel, me Braisa, the Ramarasa. To have a Braisa, la Muchuk la Haidina, me Haikra, the Shmuel. If you remember, Shmuel's whole contribution was the Pasuk. So if you bring a brisa which is proving Shmuel, you would say, listen, I have a brisa which quotes the source in the pasuk. Shmuel said, I have a source in the pasuk, and I have a brisa which quotes the source. Oh, just like Shmuel. Shmuel found the source, the brisa supports that that is the source. But the brisa doesn't quote any source. So what's the brisa proving? The halacha. So what are you getting out of the more of the brisa? You get out of the Mishnah. My umma the brisa mesnisin. Teretz is no. So you're forced to say from the Gemara. Elavadi mishul the din of gufei Shmuel kamerlo. Shmuel is the one who said the din because you can learn the Mishnah multiple ways. Shmuel chose this way and said, "Listen, I'm telling you this is right shot in the Mishnah. And this is the halacha." And I have a brisa which supports Shmuel. That is true. That is the halacha. Then he then Tani lo amasnisin miu amasnisin ikal etruye the b'shama abaskinan. So the Mishnah can go either way that this is true, but Shmuel, I'm telling you, this is correct on the Mishnah. This is the din, and our Brisa which proves that this is the din. So therefore, the question Menalon has to be Shmuel talking, even though the Mordechai doesn't introduce Shmuel until the answer of the Gemara. How do you see the pasuk in case of the first oris heard about it? Near the oris means he heard hearing. Lo near means he didn't hear. I'm the dorm near the oris rishon. Lo matzimei for oris achron. The kim in the near the rishon. Lo nisroik the rishus lo oris achron. Maybe we could say in a case where the first one heard about it, so it became the neder which he has the power over, and once he dies, that power does not transfer to the next oris. Maybe elav can buchliel mikesha davayus. The father takes it over, and maybe the father then does not share it with the latter oris. He'll name the norm of shenirul oris rishon oris akrim command the lesse dami. We should argue possibly that the father's mefer by himself, or inami, name kim the ikar oris lemotzi mefer av nami lemotzi mefer the makom oris av lemotzi lemefer the chudet. So either the result should be the father's mefer, even though there's an oris achron, or neither can be mefer because he needs the oris achron, but he can't use the oris achron because the oris achron has no power over this neder. So allow you to say who Larmer called the dorm shalah. I feel near the oris rishon. Any netter which is on her, even the first oris had heard about it, the later oris can be made for. Okay, something more. Tanya comes to the Shmuel. See, but Brisa which says explicitly Shmuel's din that. Even a netter which the first oris had heard about and then dies or divorces, and the latter oris then steps in if she gets remarried, the latter oris can step in and be mefer together with the father. So they do it together. So the father heard about it, and it was mefer. The Baal did not hear about it. The first oris died, so that's not Shmuel's case. The first oris did not hear about it. Then the woman remarried. That's not Shmuel's case. But now the Brisa continues. It says Shmuel's case. Shama bala behefer law. Well, his regard with Shmuel Shemayt about actually it's about Kaiser Abu Mefer Chelkol Shabbat. Amram Nosson Hayden de Rabbi Shammai. This is not Shmuel's case. This is a case where the Baal was mefer, and now the Baal dies. So what happens? So that situation. So Beishamai says that the father is made for the chelik of the baal. Bishilu says, no, can't. My pligi. Isami sabri the dorim nami shenira l'oris rit. The dorim nami shenira l'oris rishon nisroik the mishus lav. Omega's Gaius. They say, sorry, a view of Bala Akra and the fear of the Rea will make his Gaius. Okay. So the Ran feels that this Gemara needs a good explanation. So well, let's see what we can do with this Ran. Okay, Zot the Ram. Thank you, Moshe Shmuel. So, in the wide lines, five lines down. The feel in the door of Shanira the Oris Rishon, Motzi made for Oris Akron. Even in that in which the first Oris had heard, can be muffer by the latter Oris. Shama Avia Vehefer Law, the Hizgabal Lishmoya Al Shemes. The father heard, and then the Baal did not hear. The Baal dies. So when he talks to Baba Yom, so now why do you need Baba Yom? What's the question? So, in a scenario where nobody dies, so the father hears about it and he's mefer. When does the husband have to hear about it? So he doesn't have to hear about it on that day. He does not have to hear about it on that day. When the Oris hears about it, he has the day that he hears about it to be mefer. So the father hears about it on Sunday and is mefer. The Oris hears about it on Wednesday and is mefer. It's mufer, even though both were not mefer on the same day. As long as each one was mefer on the day that they heard, it's good enough. Over here, the father heard about it and was mefer. The Baal didn't hear about it. The Baal dies, and we're saying that she remarries, the second person can take over. So why does the second person have to hear about it on Sunday? Why can't the second hear about it on Wednesday, just like the first one? Why do we need Baba Yom? That's the Ron's question. Yeah? Again, in a scenario where the person, the husband doesn't die, he does not have to process it on the same day as the father. The father heard about it, was mefer. The husband's process does not have to happen on that day. In a scenario where that husband dies and she remarries, and the second husband is saying takes over, the first husband did not hear about it, and he dies. The second husband takes over. It only works if that happened on the day the father processed it. Why? If the second marriage was the next day on Monday, the father heard about it. The husband dies, so the husband's portion goes back to the father. Now the father gets the husband's portion, but he heard about it already. So he has to be made for the husband's part, which he just took over, on the same day that he heard. So he is forced to process the Baal's portion on the day that the father heard. The father has to process the Baal's portion, which he just received back, on the day that the father, the day that he heard about it. So if he didn't say anything, she marries that same day, so the second husband can take over. But if she only marries the next day, so what did the father do? He was shosak on the Baal's porch. So it's too late.
And what if the father hears the Baal's death on a different day?
The husband died that day, the father didn't hear about it? I still think he loses it.
Can't do anything until he hears about it.
I understand, but since the mice of the Rishus was nisrekim to him that day, he wasn't made for it, so his power over the netter ended.
So he doesn't have to have knowledge in order.
I think so.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
So why all of a sudden are we allowed to study?
Okay, that's how the Ron learns. So look at the view of Balav Akram if you're in the rep. Now the Lashon is funny because the father was Mefer already. So really this means that the second Baal can be Mefer the portion that which belongs to the Baal, because the portion which belongs to the father is Mefer already. The Lashon of Avio Bala Ho'achron Mefer and the rest sounds like we're talking about moving forward Nuna Dordim, they do together. That's true, but that's not the discussion of the Bryce. The discussion of the Bryce was the previous night or what happened. That's what it means. Now, Zatira, the view of Allah Akhan Mefin of the Rah, Pirshuk Sasa Rishanam Zal, the Hak Baba Kamaisa Dibriya Koldi. Rav Nosson came along and said, this is Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel has a different approach. The Bryce presents case A, case B, and Rav Nosson says, case A with the halacha, case B with the halacha. Rav Nosson, that's Beis Shammai Shita. What's he going back on? Both cases are for only the second case. He's saying, case A, halacha, case B, halacha. So there was nothing, that's all Beis Shammai talking. But Beis Hillel is a different approach. Or no, the first case is everybody. The second case, that's Beis Shammai talking. So some say the first case is the Rekoli. The Beis Shammai is Hillel, but either Baba Bilchudhi. They're only arguing in the second case. Ron says, okay, but I don't get it. But Tim Hani, it can't be. The Beis Hillel, the Sirla, who Miklash Kolish, so Beis Hillel, we had before that, what's the Chukhiz Mishnah? We'll have again, right? So more before, in Simchat Manalov said, what's the Machlokes? The Beis Shammai Megas guy is the Beis Hillel Miklash Kolish. Right? Beis Shammai looked at each partner of in the Hafora, the father and the husband, takes me half of the netter. So the more scenario of that she made a netter on two kizesim, she's not going to eat. The father is made for one kazayas, and the husband is made for the other kazayas. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said, the reason why the father can't be Mefer is because when the father was Mefer in Beis Hillel's case, in the second case, right? So that the Baal was Mefer. The father wasn't Mefer yet. And the Baal died. So the father takes over the Rishus of the Baal. But the Baal was Mefer already. The problem is that so Beis Shammai says, like the father has the power of his own. The netter wasn't really truly mufer because the Baal was only made for part of it. So the father is made for the second half. The still says, no, the father can't be made for it. Why not? So he said, because the netter, which had been weakened, it was weakened to the extent that it can't transfer back to the shus of the father. So the father needs to be made for the whole netter. He has no power to be made for the netter because the netter is so weakened it can't transfer to the father. So if there's a problem of weakness which prevents it from transferring, that'll be relevant in this scenario as well. The father was mefer, and now the baal dies. So what's supposed to happen? It's supposed to go back to the shus of the father. And then eventually, when she remarries on the same day, it'll go into that person's rishus, but it can't do that first step of transferring to the shus of the father because it was weakened already. So the same way, when the baal is mefer, it can't transfer to the shus of the father because it's weakened. When the father is mefer and then the baal dies, it can't transfer to the shus of the baal. Can't transfer to the shus of the father because the father because it was weakened by the father. In a case where the father heard and was mefer, the baal did not hear about it until he died, the father can't be mefer. It's not strong enough, the father can take it over. So even you add now the Oris Akron, Maishno. So what's the pshat in these Rishonim? Venir Ba'enai, the Fidi Vrayim's out. So I'm going to have to suggest the Hainu time in Mishum, the Le'el, the Kishin and Mishus, the Matalei Hainidra Mi'oris La'av. If you have the transfer of the netter from the Oris to the father, so Kahekha the Kolish Le'i Lo'imotzi Mintik, so you cannot transfer it to the father. But they're going to learn the case where she remarries. We don't look at it as what happened is it went from the Oris to the father, and now when she remarries, it goes from the father to the Oris. That's not what happened. Since it's all happening the same day, we say, let's see what happens at the end of the day. Well, meanwhile, somebody stepped into the place of the original Oris. She got married again. So it's not weakened, which prevents a transfer. It's not a transfer. It's a replacement coming and standing in his stead. He's like the foot of the first one. Which the more you tell us, I mean, he's the representative of the first one. Given the Oris, the Oris Kasi, I will have the English lay Nidra Motzi Abu Bal Hafer, he gave the love in Tukihu. So you say there's a weakness which prevents transfer. But we're not discussing transfer, we're discussing that somebody could come and, as it were, take over the mantle, stand in its place, that he could do. Okay. Shema Baal of Hefer Lo, Hach Baba Nami Minis Arsa Mari. Now the word Baal doesn't say whether she's an Arusa or an Asua, but it means an Arusa. We have the Reisha Kami. Look at the Hadi Reisha, Ella with the Reisha Hefer Baal. So it's the same case. She's an Arus. So Chazav Mefer Chelko Shabal, the Av, the Chudei Motzi Mefer. Now the Brisa doesn't say she remarried in the second case. But if the ratio was the case that she remarried, and we're contrasting the two cases, the same has to be the case that she remarried also. So even though it's not mentioned in the Sefer, that's what we mean. So Mishama is saying a tremendous thing. The first Baal was Mefer. He dies. The father has a power for her on the remainder. She remarries. We ignored the second guy. So listen, whatever power the husband had was taken care of by the first husband. Now it's the father's business. He does his hefora and that's it. We ignored the second orders. Even though she married somebody else, I don't care. But why? Can a first time come on? So according to Beis Shammai, you say make his guys. So the husband takes away his half, and he did. So there's no, even though she remarries, there's nothing for the second husband to deal with. Whatever the husband was supposed to do was done. It's all in the father's court. He should do his half. So he does his half. She remarried. Who cares? Now the bride lost in the chazar mefer chelko shabal. And if I'm in the chelik atz, we gam kenya for her av. It means his portion as well, because we don't need the obviously the mils of the pshita he shechelko shalav. Now the gears of the yavetz is before the bow. The husband died, so his afora became ineffective. So we say that the father takes everything over. The second bow is irrelevant. The first Baal is dead, so his afora is irrelevant, and the father does everything. That's Bisham.
We don't say he was weakened, he was weakened.
Not according to Bisham. So Beshila says, "Eniyach lahafer." Now the way the Ran learns the case over here, he adds in the words, "Eniyach lahafer b'loy oris achra." If you're looking at Beshamai, the case was that there was a second husband, and the father does everything, even so does the second husband. So Beshila says, "Eniyach lahafer" means he can't do it himself, but he could do it with the second husband. We don't have that gear set in our brace. We have that whole piece missing in the brace. They're talking about this. In the Sefer, it does not mention a second marriage. But if the case of parallel cases to the ratio to the Sefer, in the ratio there was a second marriage, the only difference is who heard about it, whether it's the father or the husband. So the case of the same, also there was a second marriage. So then when we say Eniyach Lahafer, it means he can't. Beis Shammai says, even the second marriage, the father does everything. So then Beis Hillel says, no, he can't. It doesn't mean he can't do it at all, it just means he can't do it by himself, which is what Beis Shammai said. So once you accept that the case of the Seifa is that there was a second marriage, which is not explicit in the Seifa, then we understand the words Eniyach Lahafer does not mean he can't do it at all, it means he can't do it by himself. Even though the Oris heard about it, it goes to the father. Shimhochi Kivan the Gabi Hainetter Oris Achim Kamanda Lesidami. Even though the Oris heard about it, it can go back to the father, A. And B, from the Bishamai, you ignore the Oris Achra. So it's 2 points. The second oris is irrelevant. Can refer some of the more explains. Ah, what's he made for? Zloteima, don't say. Nahid or is Akhrid command the less. Yeah. Beishamai is saying 2 points. The Oris Akhrid does not get power over it. A. And B, the father does get power over it. I could argue the Oris Akhrid does not get power over it. Good. But the father doesn't get either. So nobody can be made from it. But Aboniru, the Nadarm, which the first husband heard about, then you don't see Nisroch Rishis La'av. So that's what I could have said. So the Ron, the lesson, that's not true. If you're a Nero Lolami, even though the first husband heard about it, Nisroch Rishis La'av. Okay, so now we get to the second question. Now that the father does take over this, what happens if the second husband joined the father or not? No. So on the heed, the hacha near the Oris Rishon. The Oris Rishon heard about it. A. Before the delay, he commanded the Lesidomi because his afor is ineffective. Why? The Mechimayas delay, Bodele. When he dies, his afor ends. Kalacha Kiban, the Oris Akron, the Gabi Hainidra, commanded the Lesidomi. The time of the Mefarish, Rasamuch, Motzi Av Mefer. So the father can be Mefer all by himself on this netter, which he took back from the Oris Rishon, even though the Oris Rishon heard about it and was made for, which it becomes his afora becomes ineffective. So you need a new afora of the Baal. I'm sorry, you need a new afora of the Av taking over that part of the Baal. But you can do that. Kurna Bisham. Mishil says no. So there's a long round over here, which we'll leave Bez Hashem for tomorrow. These are the...